Yeah. Well, thankful to meet with you guys once again, and just thought we could start off going before the Lord this morning. So I'll pray to open this up. Dear Lord, we are so thankful that you have brought us here this morning, Lord, to worship you, Lord, that you have been faithful to us again today, a new day, Father. Lord, we expect to hear from you today, Lord. We depend on you, Father, and we ask that you would bless the reading of your word and that you would bless our time of prayer, that these things would be pleasing to you and would glorify you, and that, Lord, we would just be encouraged from hearing your word, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So it's exciting that we're starting our time of devotion again. Appreciated Brother Todd's time last week, and I'm really thankful to be able to read with you guys again this morning and pray with you guys. And so that's just what I want to do this morning. I have just a psalm to read through, kind of just a public reading of scripture, if you will, to meditate on before we pray. The goal being, kind of the way I always look at it, is it's just good for me, I know, to read about who God is and be refreshed in some aspect of who he is. Who is this God that we are about to, the throne of grace we're about to approach? Let's remind ourselves of somewhat of the character of who we're about to approach. So we've read this one probably several months ago, but I wanted to read it again. It's a long psalm, and so it's a good one for just meditating. Psalm number 18. Psalm number 18, if you want to turn there. I'll be reading from New King James. And it's 50 verses, so I just challenge you to try to read along and listen. And there's a few things. There's a lot in here. A few things that will stand out is just David's confidence in who God is. And David's, it's almost like he's raving about God. He's boasting about God's faithfulness to him and about who God is and how, also how God came through for him once again. God delivered him once again. And he is just, it'd be like, you know, almost think of it as you and a brother are fellowshipping, and it's just the Holy Spirit is there, and it's just testimony after testimony of God's faithfulness. That's what this psalm, how the psalm reads to me. David just can't stop describing different ways that God is good to him, and does he beautifully describes who God is and descriptions. So I'm just going to read it. And one thing also to note is, you know, if you're going through a trial right now, look at verses 4 and 5 as we read and think about, okay, God delivered David from those things. Those are pretty severe. You know, how do my trials stack up to those things? And be encouraged that God can be faithful to you in your trials too. So there's lots of aspects, but we're just going to read starting in verse 1. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The pangs of death surrounded me, and the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry came before him, even to his ears. Then the earth shook. Now, keep in mind, this is God's reaction to David crying out to him. Look how he reacts. This is the God who's on our side. This is what's so encouraging to me. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundation of the hills also quaked and were shaken because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down with darkness under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and flew. He flew upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His canopy around him was dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. From the brightness before him, his thick clouds passed with hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. He sent out his arrows and scattered the foe, lightnings in abundance, and he vanquished them. Then the channels of the sea were seen. The foundations of the world were uncovered at your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He also brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands. He has recompensed me, for I have kept the ways of the Lord. I have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also blameless before him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. With the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. With a blameless man, you will show yourself blameless. With the pure, you will show yourself pure. And with the devious, you will show yourself shrewd. For you will save the humble people, but will bring down haughty looks. For you will light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop. By my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except for God? It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer and sets me on my high places. He teaches my hands to make war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarged my path under me so my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn back again until they were destroyed. I have wounded them so that they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet, for you have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies so that I destroyed those who hated me. They cried out, but there was none to save, even to the Lord, but he did not answer them. Then I beat them as fine as the dust before the wind. I cast them out like dirt in the streets. You have delivered me from the strivings of the people. You have made me the head of the nations. A people I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they obey me. The foreigners submit to me. The foreigners fade away and come frightened from their hideouts. The Lord lives. Blessed be the rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God who avenges me and subdues the peoples under me. He delivers me from my enemies. You also lift me up above those who rise against me. You have delivered me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name. Great deliverance he gives to his king and shows mercy to his anointed, to David and his descendants forevermore. Amen. I encourage you to meditate on this and study this further, but just wanted to read this word of God, this section of scripture, to meditate on who he is and how he came through for David and his trial here that he describes. And it paints a good picture of who we're praying to and what he's capable of and the extent to which he's capable of delivering his people and how he fights for them. So amen. And what I would like to do, Lord willing, with the rest of the time is just open it up for prayer requests, having read through that, thinking about God. This is the God we go before this morning. And what can we bring before him? How can we cast our cares upon him and serve one another in bearing one another's burdens? What are the things we want to thank God for? The things we want to ask, cry out to God for? I want to open it up if anyone has anything.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
It's Joanne.
Yeah, hey.
I would like to give thanks and praise for the family that he's blessed me with. And in addition to that, I would like to pray for my family, those that don't know the Lord, specifically my husband and my son, Tom.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Amen. Standing prayer requests. That's good to revitalize that one often and not let it become we don't want it to become a ritualistic, vain repetition. We want to not have to pray that anymore for certain lost loved ones, right? We want to see them come to know God and talk about how, be raving about how God delivered them from sin. At some point we want to be transitioning that prayer, right? So until then, that prayer request is to kind of, I call it one of our chronic ones, right? The chronic condition, we're burdened for our lost family members. So amen. Anyone else?
Yeah, John, Jack, you hear me?
Hey, brother.
Oh, great word, brother. That was fantastic. That was just flying off the page this morning, that song. Love it.
So good.
I'm asking for prayer for John this morning.
Yeah.
He called me and said that they have begun radiation on his lungs and that they're going to have a biopsy Monday just to confirm what they think it is. So
okay.
Remember him. The Lord give him a crying and weeping heart to call out upon his name.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Thanks for the update there. Pray for John.
Jack, is he going to remain there in the hospital, and is he up for visitors, or does he receive texts? How can we reach out to him?
I don't know what the COVID regulations are at them right now. No. In some hospitals where I went to Transiso in Chelsea, they wouldn't let anybody in. So I don't know the update on that. I wasn't going to go up there, but I've been talking to him. But I can find out and post it, let y'all know. Yeah. You hear me?
Yeah. That would be good. Good, good. Any other prayer requests?
I'd like John.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, in line with, obviously, with what Joanne's already shared, Sharon and I were able to go to Lafayette this weekend, and we were able to speak, thankfully, Friday night, and then again Saturday morning to her parents, having two rather lengthy discussions going through the scriptures. So, obviously, our prayer is just that Satan would not be able to pluck that seed away. I pray too that that they would really consider the notion that they're willing to bet their soul, their eternal soul, on the interpretation of another man, of a priest, rather than search the scriptures themselves. Tried to challenge him on that. And then also my mom, who I thought was going to be watching this today, but she's back in bed. She's uh, she's not doing well, and is always praying for her soul that yeah. she would understand her need for a Savior and that she would cry out to Christ. So those two things.
Amen. Encouraging about your trip to Lafayette, and that kind of goes in line with, like you said, Miss Joanne's request. So on the table so far, lots of prayer requests for lost loved ones and folks to come to Christ, standing prayer requests. I think we could pray for just our time today, that we'd be encouraged and that we'd be changed by the Word of God. Our meeting, that we would, you know, even though we have a lot of challenges right now, uncertainty and this, you know, virtual meetings, that we would really be focused and encouraged, and that the Lord would be with Brother Mark as he preaches. The Lord would be with our hearts as we try to praise him in song. Some things we can pray about. Anyone else before we go to the Lord?
Well, I'd like prayer for our country and the police and just all that's going on for a great revival and awakening, that we'd be given many opportunities to share the truth to other people, and God will use it for him to be glorified.
Amen. That's a good one. Pray for the Lord to be glorified and what's going on around us in the country and how his people react to it. And exercising wisdom there, for sure. Anybody else before we pray? Well, why don't we pray? I would encourage you. I know it doesn't feel the same. I really miss, you know, actually us all being able to be together and pray. But let's make the best of it and pray together now. And I encourage you to pray as you feel led. What I can do is start us off. And Brother Tom, would you mind closing us out when folks are finished?
All right.
I appreciate it. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we are so thankful to be able to come before you, Lord. We're so thankful that you are on our side, Lord, that you have drawn us to you, and that we're no longer your enemies, Father, but rather, as we read this morning, that you are, you roll up your sleeves to come to our aid, Father. You, Lord, you will keep us, Lord. You will not let anyone pluck us from your hand, Father. You will not let any sin, any wickedness, Lord, that any Lord, besetting issue, Father, keep us from what Christ has done, Lord. Nothing can separate us from your love. We know that, and we see that played out in how, Lord, David talked about and testified of that, Lord, how you thundered, Father, and brought him out of the water into a broad place, Lord. And we just praise your name for having this word to read, Father. Even this psalm, Lord, tells us so much about who you are, and your majesty, Father, and your beauty. And we just want to praise your name this morning, Father. And we're so thankful for you. And we're so thankful for your son. Lord, we come before you, needy people, Lord, having been redeemed, but also living in a wicked world and being subject to, Lord, the battles of the flesh, Father, being in these bodies that are not redeemed, Father, and all the struggles that go with that, Father, sickness and challenges and temptation. And Lord, you know our frailty, Father, and we confess that before you. We know you know all, and we don't take that for granted. We know you know all, and you react to it, Father. You don't just know it. And so we ask that you see our frailty, Father, and answer these requests, Lord, in a way that both encourages us, Father, and tunes our hearts to be encouraged to, Lord, a means of answering these prayers that glorifies you, Father. Oftentimes, Father, we need to change, Lord, our thinking to be able to praise your name for the way you answer prayers, Lord, if they're not the way we think they should be answered, Lord. We ask that you would do that, Lord, but we do, Lord, plead with you on behalf of the request, Lord, to do a work in the lost loved ones that Brother Tom brought up, Miss Joanne, Lord, and all the unspoken people that we care about this morning that we want to see know you, Father. We want to see come into the kingdom, Lord, and Lord, we want to see changed. And Lord, I think of my children, Father, though they're young, Lord, would you save them, Lord? Even now, would you put praise in their mouth for your name, Father, and redeem them, Lord? Lord, we beg you to encourage us by saving someone in our midst, Father, that someone could come back next week or before next week and say, the Lord answered our prayer. Lord answered our prayer. Praise his name. Lord, we ask for that. We want to see that, Lord, and you're capable of doing that. Lord, we lift up things we don't understand, Father. We don't always understand what you're doing, especially in our country, how we fit into it. There's lots of wisdom to be practiced that we don't have. We need that wisdom to come from you. We need, Lord, by the minute to know what is the best thing to do sometimes, Father. And we confess those weaknesses. We ask that you would teach us how to pray for our country, that you would teach us how to talk about the things going on, the sinful things going on, in a way that, Lord, shows Christ, Father, to a lost and dying world, Lord. And we just lift that need up to you. Lord, we come to you asking that you would bless this service, Lord, that you'd be with Brother Mark and be with his mouth as he seeks to encourage and he seeks to preach and unpack your precious word, Father, that that he would be able to freely do that and boldly do that, Lord, and you'd give him strength and that you'd give us grace to be able to hear it and truly listen. And that you would change our hearts, Lord, through your word, your living word, Father. Please rid us of distractions and help us to worship you in spirit and in truth, Father. We look to you to go before us in Christ's name.
Father, I just want to thank you and praise you for letting us meet in spirit and truth this morning and to hear your word, to be encouraged, strengthened. Thank you how you've already blessed us. Lord, just that you are such a great giver, such a faithful God to your people, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you with all of our hearts. Fill us now, I pray, in the preaching of your word and the worship and singing and praise to your great name. I ask, Lord, bless you and thank you for my dear brothers and sisters that we stand, sit, listen in unity. And we're so thankful to be able to hear words of grace and truth, words of life. Make them living and thrilling to us this morning, Father. Pray in the mighty name of our great God and Savior, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Our Father in heaven, we do thank you this morning again, Father, for the word we've heard and the prayers already. Thank you for this day that you've made, Lord, that we can be glad and rejoice in. Father, we thank you especially that we can hear your word still. Father, that this liberty that we cherish, Father, that as we see it perhaps threatened, Lord, we thank you this morning that we're able to use this place, that we're able to use the internet, use these things, Father, to continue to proclaim your majesty, your holiness, your sovereignty, your rule over the earth. We do pray, Father, for our lost loved ones. As our brother has said, Lord, it's one of those things that we keep on the prayer list, on all of them. But Father, we pray these things because, Lord, we know that you alone can persuade men, that you alone convince men, that you alone save men. We ask, Lord, that you would cause us to be faithful in proclaiming the message that you've given us. Lord, it is tempting to rely on evidences, to rely on history, to rely on philosophy and speculation, even trying to analyze current events. But Lord, ultimately, in the end, we know that you have given us one message to proclaim, that gospel which is the power of God unto salvation, that gospel that reveals the righteousness of God in Christ. Lord, as we look around the world and we see, even as we read this morning, Father, even in the time of David, that the sorrows of death compassed him, and the floods of ungodly men made him afraid. But the mighty King David prophesied of our great King, the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus, the Lord who lives and who is blessed, the God who will avenge. This is what David tells us. And we know, Lord, that you bring your word to pass. David has assured us that you are the one who subdued the people. You subdue the people under our great King Jesus. Father, we see the foolishness in the news that's going around our world today. And then we see the news of what's happening in our own country, our state, our city. Father, we see things that, like David, might cause us to fear. It might make us afraid. But Lord, I pray that we would, just like David, that we would look to you, that we would cry out to you, and that we would trust, Lord, that you are the God who saves the afflicted. And you're the one who who brings down all the haughty and high looks of foolish men. We thank you, Lord, that vengeance belongs to you. That regardless of what fools may do to your people, very, very stupid people, Father, that would attempt to overthrow the God of the universe, as if they could just write you off, do away with you. Oh, Lord, I pray that you would cause us to remain faithful and know and believe that you, Father, will avenge the people. That the earth is yours. You rule and reign. None of this has caught you by surprise. We do ask, Father, that you would return sanity, that you would restore the minds of men, our leaders, who show, Father, daily the delusion that you put them under, the foolishness, Father, of their new rules and regulations, executive orders, the foolishness, Father, of men who think that they can somehow rule a nation apart from you, who think that we don't need God. Have mercy, Lord. We know that you are a God of infinite mercy. By the definition of mercy, Lord, we don't deserve it. We do not deserve it. Our nation is wicked, full of unrighteousness. We're a sinful people. And yet, Lord, we know that you're merciful. Father, we even know that you're willing that none should perish. You demonstrated your love toward us that while we were sinners, you sent your son to die for us. Lord, I pray that you would cause your elect to come to life. Father, we pray, we use those words and ask for an awakening. We ask for a revival, but Lord, honestly, I find it sometimes very difficult to pray these things. We don't deserve any of it. Yet I know, Lord, that you have had mercy on me. I did not deserve it. Father, a sinner who raised his fist in your face, who rejected you, rejected your son, caught up in the foolishness, Lord, of my culture, in my time, in my generation, in just as stupid and as foolish a time, Father. You broke through. You saved me. I know, Lord, that you can do it again. So it's in that, Father, that you would be glorified, that all the mouths of the fools who reject you, those who say you don't exist, those who say that we don't need you, Father, that you would break through in your mercy. And you would open their eyes. And you would cause them to be born again, that they might see the kingdom of God, that their mouths would be shut they would open again only to give you praise and glory. That they might confess their own unrighteousness. That they might, Father, cling to the righteousness of Jesus Christ. It's in that, Father, that we pray and ask for an awakening. For a revival in your church. So many, Father, who have allowed the world to shape their theology.
Yeah.
We appeal to you, Father, to revive the church. We know, Father, that your church, the bride of Christ, will not fall, will not fail, and we already know the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. But we speak, Father, of that professing church, Father, those who want to try to wear the name Christian and still live in the world. Fools who think, Lord God, that they can continue in sin, that they can pray a prayer or walk an aisle, be baptized, any kind of other works that they might think that they could do to obligate you and call themselves Christians. Lord, we pray that you would break through all that nonsense. And again, Father, those who don't even bother to attempt to claim your name, Father, those who are just in pure rebellion, those who are in total rejection of you, those who want to take counsel together against you and your anointed. We pray, Father, that you would subdue them and that instead of throwing them into hell, Father, where we all rightly should be, Father, pray, Lord, that you would save them. You would cause them to give glory to the Lord Jesus Christ, and the world would see. That you would turn us about, Father, because we know you do not need America. America needs you. You do not need us. We need you. Again, Father, I appeal to your mercy. Because your mercy is infinite. Your mercy is everlasting. You delight in mercy. I appeal to you, Father. Remember mercy in this time. I ask, Lord, now that you'd be pleased to order the events of our morning. That you would give our brother great liberty to preach the word this morning. That you would give us a real liberty, Father, and freedom from distractions to hear your word, to take your word. That we might take the things that we hear this morning, Lord, outside these four walls. That we would take it and proclaim it. That we would live it, proclaim it. Father, we use the phrase, a lost and dying world. If it's a lost and dying world, Lord, stir us up that we might go rescue them. That we could hold out a hand to someone who's hanging on the cliff. Cause us to use, Father, the things that you've given us, that you've equipped us with through the preaching of your word. I pray that you'd be pleased to equip us this morning and send us out, Father. Thank you. Praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks for joining us for prayer this morning. And really good time of prayer and meditation on God's word. I'll turn it over to Brother Mark.